Last couple of days, we've been looking at Paul in his first letter to the Corinthians, and specifically looking at chapter 2 of 1 Corinthians. And in chapter 2 of 1 Corinthians, we've seen as, I'm going to read these verses from the New King James Bible, verses 7, 8, 9, and 10. It says, "But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God ordained from the ages for our glory, which none of the rulers of this age knew. For had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, eye has not seen nor ear heard, nor have entered into the hearts of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed them to us through the Holy Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God." Verse 11 goes on to say, For what man knows the things of a man, except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except for the Spirit of God. And then we looked at verse number 12 yesterday, which is, "Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit of God, the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things which have been freely given to us by God." So as we read through those verses, it's Paul saying to the Corinthians and to you and I as well, it's impossible for a man to know the things of God, that he's sharing the truths of Jesus Christ, but those truths have been revealed to him through the wisdom, that which had been hidden throughout all time since the fall of the garden, the truth of Jesus Christ, the truth of God, the insights of God, all of that wisdom of God had been hidden for all those generations. But with the coming of the Holy Spirit, with Jesus doing his work and the coming of the Holy Spirit, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, all that changed. Now we have that direct tie to God himself, that we can hear all the things that God speaks to us and we can hear. And he says it's impossible for the natural ear, it's impossible for the natural mind to know and perceive the things, the truth, the wisdom of God. That's impossible. But the Holy Spirit who searches, and God is a spirit. And so the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, searches God for the innermost things of God and shares the thoughts of God himself with you and I. And so we need to have that that patience. We need to learn to hear. We need to have that patience to listen, and to adapt our spiritual ears to hear, because the Holy Spirit talks to us, and the things of God for your life are not hidden. So today I just want to focus on a couple of things. First of all, the things of God are not hidden. How many times have you said in your life, "I don't understand the things of God. I don't hear God speaking to me. God hides things from you." You may not say that, but sometimes you feel that God is hiding his wisdom, hiding his truth for you. But these verses make it clear to us that God does not hide anything. Nothing is hidden. It's hidden from the natural man. It's hidden from those who don't know God. But for those of us who serve Jesus Christ, who follow him, who are his disciples, who believe and trust and rely upon him, for those of us who follow him, the truth of God, the wisdom of God, all those inner thoughts of God are not hidden from us. God is not hiding anything from you. The things that you need to know for your life today, the wisdom, the direction, the insights for the key decisions that you have to make so that you can have a life that accomplishes all the things, the good things that God has planned for you, that you can enjoy the favor, you can enjoy the blessings, you can enjoy the things that God has established for you and through you, the wisdom to know what decisions to make, what directions to go in all things, they're not hidden from you. They are not hidden from you. That's the most important thing to realize. It's not hidden from you. If you believe it's not hidden from you, then you can believe. If you believe that's true, then you can start to train yourself to listen and to hear the insights, the things of God, the truth of God for you and for your life. Now I'm going to read some of those verses again and read them from the Amplified Bible. So in the Amplified Bible, I'm going to start reading it. I want to just highlight again verse number 10. In the Amplified, it says it so beautifully, so richly. "Yet to us God has unveiled," he's talking about the hidden things of God, "yet to us God has unveiled and revealed them by and through his Spirit." The Holy Spirit searches diligently, exploring and examining everything, even sounding the profound and bottomless things of God, the divine counsels and the things hidden and beyond man's scrutiny. There's things that you will never be able to figure out, ascertain, or know for yourself in your own ability, your own scrutiny, your natural mind, your natural intellect. There are many things that you will not ever know. But they're not hidden from you. You may not ascertain them in your own abilities, your own scrutiny, but the Holy Spirit is speaking them to you. The specific things that pertain to your life, the specific things that God the Father, your Creator, intends for you, for your personal direction, for your guidance, for your personal life, the Holy Spirit. God speaks those things to you through the Holy Spirit. They are not hidden from you. And you may say, well, they seem like they're hidden, Todd, because I haven't heard them. They surely feel like they're hidden. If that's the way that it has seemed all the years of your life, look at it this way. Now you understand. If you believe this word, which is the word of God, if you believe this word, then you know that those things are not hidden from you. And so if you know they're not hidden, then you know what? If you didn't hear in the past, if you were not able to ascertain or hear those things from the Holy Spirit in your spirit in the past, that was in the past. Today's a better day. Today's a different day. Today's a day that if you believe the truth of what Paul is saying here, if you believe it, you'll start to learn to listen with ears sensitive to hear. And you'll start to hear the things the Holy Spirit says. So verse number 11 says, "For what person perceives, knows, and understands what passes through a man's heart except for the man's own spirit within him? Just as no one discerns or comes to know and comprehend the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God." So again, this is making clear that it's the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, the same Spirit that dwells and resides in you, is hearing the things of God the Father intended for you personally, for your life, and revealing and speaking those things to you into your spirit. Verse number 12 says, "Now we have not received the spirit that belongs to the world," because this is who you are, speaking to you as one who believes, trusts in, relies upon God. To you, you've not received the spirit that belongs to the world, but the Holy Spirit. So you have the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, dwelling within you, who is from God, given to us, that we might realize and comprehend and appreciate the gifts of divine favor and blessing so freely and lavishly bestowed upon us by God. What a great verse that is. God has freely, of his own accord, out of his love, and by the work of Jesus Christ and what Jesus Christ has done, God has in his divine favor and blessing freely and lavishly bestowed upon you, bestowed upon us, but this is speaking to us individually, bestowed upon you. This is a truth that Paul is saying. God wants you to hear it. This is the Holy Spirit speaking. God wants you to hear and understand this. God freely and lavishly pours his divine favor, his divine blessings upon you, specifically you, freely and lavishly. That means he gives with no compulsion. That means if you're his child, you're a child of God and you're serving him, he gives it freely. All you have to do is accept the work of Jesus Christ, which you have. As a believer in Jesus Christ, you've accepted his work. That means there's nothing you have to do to earn these things. He freely gives them to you. In fact, you're not going to be able to earn them. So all the divine blessings, all of this favor, all the gifts, the divine favor that's being talked about here, he gives it to you freely and he gives it to you lavishly. It means he's not holding back anything. You know, you might know people that are generous of heart and that give a lot and give in such abundance. You're stunned by how much they give. And maybe you've had people in your life that have poured out upon you and given things to you that stun you at just how much they gave. Well, there's nothing you've ever seen in this world that compares to the lavishness that is spoken of here, or the lavishness that is from the heart of God. It is his desire. It's his desire that you receive the gifts that he has for you, that he lavishly pours out for you. And again, it's true for us in a collective sense as the body of believers, but this is speaking to us in a very personal way. This is speaking to you personally. Do you believe that? Do you believe that God has gifts, divine favor, and blessing that he freely has given to you and lavishly pours out to you? Do you believe it? Because this is the truth that Paul is sharing with us. Do you believe it's true for you? We need to start believing it, and if we believe it, we'll then start acting like we believe it, which means we start listening to hear and to know him. Let me go back and read a part of verse 12. Again, this is from 1 Corinthians chapter 2, and this is from the Amplified Bible. "So the Holy Spirit, who is from God, given to us that," See, the Holy Spirit is to help you realize, because your natural mind is going to tell you, well, that's impossible. The natural mind is going to tell you, well, I am not worthy of God pouring out abundantly and lavishly of His divine gifts in my life, His favor, His blessings. I'm not worthy of that because I know who I am. I know how I've failed. I know the sin. I know the shortcomings. There's no way. But see, that's your natural mind telling you that. The Holy Spirit is telling you, speaking to you the truth. If we'll listen, the Holy Spirit is speaking to us the truth that we might realize and comprehend and appreciate those gifts. If you appreciate the gift, that means you are walking in and receiving that gift. See, it's your natural mind that tells you that those things are impossible. And it's your natural mind that tells you, well, you know what? I haven't experienced that so far, so why should today, why should tomorrow be any different? That's not been the experience that I've had all the years of my life as a believer, so why should I expect differently? That's your natural mind. Your natural mind, which is not going to perceive the things of God. But the Holy Spirit dwells within you, and the Holy Spirit is telling you the truth. All these things that Paul has said in all these verses, this is the wisdom of God. This is the divine wisdom of God. It's God's desire for you to hear His voice so that you can enjoy and accomplish all the things that He has intended and prepared for your life. For your benefit, yes, but for the advancement of the kingdom of God and for the intentions of God through you specifically and personally. This is the truth of Jesus Christ. Verse number 13 says, "And we are setting these truths forth in human words, not taught by human wisdom, but taught by the Holy Spirit. It combining and interpreting the spiritual truths with the spiritual language to those who possess the Holy Spirit." So Paul is saying that, you know, listen, the Holy Spirit, God is a spirit. And so God is a spirit. How is He going to speak to you? He's going to speak to you in your spirit. A lot of times when we say to ourselves, I don't hear from God. I don't hear God speaking to me. Because a lot of times God is speaking to you as a believer in Jesus Christ. God is speaking to you all the time, constantly speaking to you. It's a matter of us learning to hear, learning to listen, learning to understand His voice. And this is what Paul is explaining to us. As he says, what he says in verse number 13, it's the Holy Spirit combining and interpreting spiritual truths with spiritual language to those who possess the Holy Spirit. See, God is a spirit, so He's going to speak to you in your spirit. Your spirit, which is that which came to life, which became a new creation when you got saved. So in other words, your spirit, which had been dead, is now alive because the Holy Spirit dwells within you. God is a spirit. God's not going to speak to you. And I don't mean to be legalistic and say that it never happens. Clearly, God does speak sometimes, and maybe it's happened to you. I've heard the voice of God. I've heard Him speak to me directly. I've heard it, but that's pretty rare. For the most part, when God speaks to us, He's speaking to us in our spirits. And then in our spirit speaks to our soul, which is our mind, our natural intellect, our personality. So God's a spirit speaking to your spirit. And then your spirit, which is a part of who you are, it's a third of who you are, it is you, your spirit then is speaking to your soul. And so when it's your spirit speaking to your soul, to your mind, it sounds like you. And that's why so often it feels like, well, is that me? Or is that God? But as you learn to recognize and ascertain that it's the Spirit, your Spirit, it's the Holy Spirit speaking to you through your Spirit. That's what Paul is saying. It's wisdom, but not of the world. It's the wisdom of God, taught by the Holy Spirit, combining and interpreting spiritual truths with spiritual language to those who possess the Holy Spirit. Listen, God is speaking to you and I, and He wants us to know those inner... He's not hiding His intentions for you. He's not hiding His truths for you. And I'm talking collectively, but I'm also talking personally. He's not hiding His personal revelations, His personal truths, His personal guidance, direction, and encouragement for you. He's not hiding it from you. The natural mind cannot perceive them. But that's why we have the Holy Spirit which is in us. And God speaks to us through the Holy Spirit to reveal the innermost, deepest thoughts that God has for you and for your life. That should excite us today. It's a personal thing with God, and I want to learn to hear Him more. I want to learn to hear Him better. I want to learn to hear Him more clearly defined in my life today. This should be our goal every day, to learn to hear His voice in us so we can ascertain those personal things not hidden from you, but revealed to you because of His love for you.